The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
George Michael. You're George Michael, man.
Hipsterplease.com, and the managing editor over at GeekDad.com, coming to you on this, the very precipice of a new year. And I know most of you can't wait to put the old one behind us. Seems like 2016 has been particularly trying. So much so that it's become its own little obnoxious meme. And while I know it probably has much more to do with my own generation's advancing age, it does feel like we've had a crush of celebrity deaths over the last few months. This recently includes the loss of pop luminary George Michael, which is why I opened the show with F-Tech's Close to Faith mashup. We also lost Carrie Fisher this week too, and when I thought about recent songs dedicated to her, this next one came to mind, for obvious reasons.
Please stop debating about whether or not I aged well. My body hasn't aged as well as I have. Blow us.
Once we breached the atmosphere and felt the coldness of space, we realized how small we were and felt the tears on our face. We wrote the books that tried to comfort all those beings of faith, not finding heaven or something similar in its place. A single man could walk the earth and make his own mistakes. He fights and robs, he kills and steals reconnaissance for days. He double crosses his heart and tries to throw it away. He's left without a name and so he takes the first that came. He's found God now. People think it's odd how a man with such a past could be the shepherd to a flock now. He watches souls pass, they drift beyond his view, and now he's talking through me just as I'm talking to you. Preacher Book was a friend of mine, though we really never seem to see eye to eye. And it makes me wonder why good men have to die. Like God's got a plan, I don't really have the time. Preacher Book was a friend of mine, though we never really seem to see eye to eye. And it makes me wonder why good men have to die. As if God's got a plan, I don't think I understand why. And I remember all those conversations, late nights, mess halls, cheap wine, insults, and fake fights. We laughed at how
told me couldn't see the other side. And he asked me how I knew that my soul wasn't alive. He said that God we couldn't understand or fathom. He revealed himself less through people's words and more through people's unseen actions. He asked me to consider how we got to sit together through the twist of fate, as if chance could make those twists happen. And through the battles he would save my life so many times. And through the nights he took the crew's confessions when they cried. And still he laughed and smiled at visions how he's frozen in my mind. I find I'm hoping that I see him on the other side. Preacher Book was a friend of mine, though we really never seemed to see eye to eye. And it makes me wonder why good men have to die. Like God's got a plan, I don't really have the time. Understand why. So now we're still on the run, unmistaken that the times are simply darker since our last mission on Haven, when we found our fallen partner, felt the loss. So now I wear a wooden cross around my neck, though I'm far beyond a shepherd saving. I try to keep the vengeance out of my soul. I try to turn the other cheek just like the shepherd had told. I try to read the words of wisdom in the notes that he wrote, the name of Darial Brooke. I wonder whose life he stole. And so I knew a man, he was a man of faith. I knew a friend, a man who tried, though I couldn't be saved. And if I'm wrong, I pray to God I'll get to see that shepherd's face when I die, when I walk up to those pearly gates. Preacher Book was a friend of mine, though we really never seem to see eye to eye. And it makes me wonder why good men have to die. Like God's got a plan, I don't really have the time. Preacher Book was a friend of mine, though we never really seem to see eye to eye. And it makes me wonder why good men have to die. As if God's got a plan, I don't think I understand why.
Are you getting better? My hunch, my lovely Casey hunch. Come on, Jake, sing with me.
That's not gonna happen. I will literally never. What you gonna do with all that hunch? All that hunch inside your brain?
We're gonna solve this case. Solve this case right in your face.
We should probably leave this prison.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with dudes these days, man.
I don't either, man.
A lot of them talk about being manly.
Right.
But they're not manly men.
No.
And they're far from it.
Word.
But you and me, we're perfect examples of manliness. You know the real deal.
They're calling your name.
Oh, hold up. Peach tea and almond croissant? Yo, that's me over here, dog. Manly. That's what I am with a coaster, so I don't leave wet spots on tables or sofas. Most of dudes that go to the bathroom are just dirty rubes while I wash hands like I'm supposed to. Won't ya note the diff between a rosé and white, but you won't cause you have no smell of sight. Yo, it's close to what you're telling me, with no sense of thee. Need to have sliced apples with crackers and a bit of cheese.
Tough guy, that's what people call me in my city. Keep my man cave tidy, got a purebred kitty. Spitting over wicked bangers, though I call them little ditties. When I take a break, I bump the biggest hits of Britney. Lit the lavender oil diffuser tea lights, got the calming properties, plus it smells real nice. Never leave the house unshaven or disheveled. I'm a big bad grown man, get on our level.
Like you got a question, put a hand up. More or less a Schaefer got the answer. Send you some data on how to man up.
Man up,
man up,
man up,
man up.
Like you got a question, put a hand up.
More or less a Schaefer got the answer. Send you some data on how to man up.
Man up,
man up,
man up,
man up.
Special kind of jerk has a Mars bar, calls that dessert. What a farce, watch that might just hurt. Feelings rather serve, what is raw, y'all? Peach cobbler works, cream topped on his homemade or dirt.
If you've seen me watching TV, you know I got a mic. Drop the remote when the Devil Wears Prada is on. Like a sweet Celine Dion sing-along. Want another movie suggestion, Pong? Bring it on.
Yoga, I'm trying to do more of it, but Adult Swim classes keep on interrupting. And my muscles lose peak function, so I get an RMT with smooth hands and the firmest tension.
Clutching cutlery, European style now. Knife in the right, fork in the left, time's down. Fucking eyebrows, ow. I need a belt to bite down. Ain't afraid to cry, guy. Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Like you got a question, put a hand up. More or less a Schaefer got the answer. Send you some data on how to man up.
Man up,
man up,
man up,
man up,
yeah.
Like you got a question, put a hand up. More or less a Schaefer got the answer. Send you some data on how to man up.
Man up,
man up,
man up,
man up,
man up,
yeah.
A file so my nails don't get caught on threads. Rewind. find that to hear what I said. Yo, I hit the spa whole day, no way I won't get a mud wrapper, steam bath pores get wide open. Foot scrub with salt from the ocean. A nap is inevitable, wake up to scones and jam with cement.
What a prince.
But heart disease is a problem.
Writing in my diary's a favorite pastime, yo. Throw parties for the Super Bowl halftime show. Though farm town boy, never foraged or hunted. Refuse a free drink I never ordered or wanted. Had another rough day, emotionally frazzled. Back to my cat's castle, bubble bath and candles. Walk away from any rapper's challenges to battle with a that hashtag masculinity so fragile.
Like you got a question, put a hand up. More or less a shade, forgot the answer. Send you some data on how to man up.
What I'm talking about, that's what it's like to be manly. Yo, big shout outs to Sumiko Garashi. We out.
At the top of that set, you heard Power Salad's Leia, followed by Adam Warrock and Michael Kill, memorializing Shepherd Book, as played by Ron Glass. And lest you think this entire episode is going to be songs about people we've lost in 2016, we switched gears with a brand new one from D&D Sluggers. It was the title track from his Why Are You Like This LP, which is a fantastic release. And definitely one you should pick up if you're looking for some more chip rock in your life. Following that, we went back to Coyne's Daft Science Project with Disco Breakin', before closing with More or Less and Schaefer the Dark Lord, teaching us the true meaning of the phrase, man up. Well, I think we've all been a tad dramatic about this year and the next. I do understand this pervasive feeling that something ain't right. And fear of catastrophe is, well, it's nearly as bad as catastrophe itself. So I suggest you just find yourself a hero or two, just in case.
This guy's strong and distant. That guy's kind and meek. Each reminds me of a version of myself I want to be. The school's abuzz with gossip, it's been going on all week. But that's not the decision that the world awaits from me. Alien forces are approaching, the war has been declared. And I don't know why, but I'm the chosen one and I am scared. I'm a little worried that my friends don't seem to care. You'd think they'd cancel classes so we all could get prepared. And it seems a little weird that you're all talking about guys when people all around us are fighting for their lives. They need a hero who's going to fight. They need the weapons, they need food and light. I wish that I could deal with that new friend request that's pending, but now isn't the time. Can't you see the world is ending? Spies have found our place. I know you disagree, but I'd rather save the world than just save face. Lasers hit the bunker, androids surround the base. Do you really still believe that failing math class is the worst case? So you and Kate are shopping for new dresses for the prom, but I'll probably take a rain check while I try to stop the bombs. They need a hero who's going to fight. They need the weapons, they need food and light. I wish that I could talk about the hashtags that are trending, but now isn't the time. Can't you see the world is ending? I'm leading the army, their fate is in my hands. You tell me I'm behind on memes, I don't know all the latest
Crabs get cracked, eat a lean crustacean. The fiends run naked. My city is weird, like a bearded waitress, all faded. Saloon at night, put the beer in a dirty glass, pick my teeth. Punch a flex, that's worldly class. Eat a ham on my break time, 30 days old from the date that it expired. Raunchy as your uncle's breath. An old man diced up, I won't come to death. So let my steez reborn, eating cream of corn, watching Fiji porn.
I gotta love Jones, yo, let him know he's Timbo. Still ready to bone, side scroll like Nintendo. Dusty, dirty, necessary madness. Tear a shit down, looking like we geriatrics. Hear a lot of talk, but you got no bite. Troglodytes got bark, but they got no stripes. It's been a long time since we first made loot, while you were sucking mama titties in your birthday suit. Homies, long time we've known to leave the spot blown. Demolition men still rocking like we cockroach. Apocalypse can't stop us, we do not croak. At the nursing home, kicking back and eating tacos. Yeah.
See, this ain't something new. That's just gonna come out of nowhere. No.
Dirty with the speech.
This is something old.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Dirty with the right. Spore from the swamp ground lurking in the night.
Dirty.
Dirty with the speech. Cover with the filth when you catch us in the streets. Yeah. Dust off the cobwebs. Who said the god's dead? Pack mentality. Gotta get my dogs fed. A bomb threat, crossbred with the blockhead. Palm atop your broad's head, she's a hot mess. Just consoling her, mind out the gutter. Milky on the flow, squirting slime out the udder. Time out to butter up buns on a dozen nuns. Funds number one, getting drunk in the summer sun. Still pissing in the wind, throwing caution. Can't escape growing older, growing up's an option. Got a problem putting fools on a pedestal. Put them in a catapult, use them as a cannonball.
These kids are infantile, most crews come weak. My flow's so antique, road show, you dumb geek. The sun streaks my face, my skin turns to leather. And if you think you a father, he will burn your feathers. Mummified when I die, cause I learned the letters. Don't ask my net worth unless you place a bet first. Head first, give birth to styles, read my Elder Scrolls. Suckers in denial, biting styles till the bell tolls. I'm in the secret cloud, you can call me Zeus. Gray beard like Gandalf, the ring is the noose. Riding with Swamp Thing, rifting old visitor. Ancient alien in the skin, you are my prisoner.
Yeah, see, this ain't something new. That's nope. Just gonna come out of nowhere. No.
Dirty with the speech.
This is something old. It's dirty.
Dirty with the right. Spore from the swamp ground working.
Dirty.
Dirty with the speech. Cover with the filth when you catch us in the streets. Yeah. Dirty when we write. Dirty with the speech. Dirty when we write. Spore from the swamp ground lurking in the night. Dirty with the speech. Cover with the filth when you catch us in the streets. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Indian ale, Finnegan's Folly,
blue milk.
Screw this place, I'm heading out of space on a hyperspace pub crawl. Gonna hit up and die from here to Sydney, I'm 5 months hyperspace pub crawl. Hyperspace pub crawl, let's go. Hyperspace pub crawl, let's go.
In celebration of any and all upcoming New Year's debauchery, Thundering Asteroids just took us on a hyperspace pub crawl. And before that was Jake Kaufman's Barrel of Mermaids from the Shantae Half Genie Hero soundtrack, and Software from Compute Her's new Bliptastic. Prior to that, Swamp Thing brought us something old and dirty. And the Double Clicks asked the question on everyone's lips, can't you see the world is ending? Look, I have what could charitably be thought of as a pathological need to make things all right for people. Maybe it came as a result of my having kids, or maybe it predated that. I honestly can't remember. And something else I can't do is actually make everything all right. But what I can do, maybe, is offer some perspective. I mean, 2016 hasn't been all bad. For me, at least. I had my share of failures and crushing disappointments, sure, but I also saw some people that I never really thought I'd see again, and I even received a wholly unexpected, but still pretty important apology. So I reckon what I'm saying is my wish for you, as we change the calendar to 2017, is that your high points outrank your lows. And that you're able to do whatever it is you need to be happier or safer or more productive or stronger or more secure. Me? I should probably go to a gym or go on a date or go on a date to the gym, which even as I'm saying it sounds like a horrible idea. So let's forget that. But what I can assure you is that come what may, I will be right here in the trenches myself, going through everything 2017 throws at us. And together, I think we might just make it through. And that is a sentiment that I have chosen to express through song. That song is Shel Riley's cover of Jason Mraz's I'm Yours. It's a little older, but still very much valid. And should you want to share any of your sentiments with me, y'all know where I'll be. Over at geekdad.com and at hipsterplease.com. Your source for news, reviews, and interviews. And brighter days ahead.
Can I wait? I'm yours.
bending way too long, checking my tongue in the mirror. I'm bending over backwards just to try to see clearer. My breath fogged up the glass, so I do a new face and laugh. Well, I guess what I'm saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanity and just go with the season. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. I won't hesitate no more, no more. I cannot wait.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.